Yesterday's purchase of the Tampa Tribune by the Tampa Bay Times is one of several recent moves the Times has made to shore up its own troubled finances. Like newspapers across the country, both the Tribune and Times have struggled financially in recent years. Both had put their real estate up for sale, and the Times had taken out $29 million in loans. Tampa Bay Business Journal reporter Ashley Kreitzer says when the Times ceased publication of its longtime newspaper rival, it took another step forward to paying off its debt.
They sold their flagship office building in downtown St. Pete, so that was a cash injection, or at least a capital injection, that allowed them to pay off some debt. And, you know, now they're able to absorb the advertising revenue that the Tribune was keeping from them. So I don't think there are any guarantees, especially not in the newspaper business in 2016.
Tuesday was the last edition of the Tampa Tribune after 123 years in business. Subscribers are now getting the Times in its place.